Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In retaliatory strikes, the United States recently targeted the headquarters of the Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah terrorist group. KH is trained, funded, and supported by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, the IRGC-QF, and is behind a spate of recent attacks against the United States and partners in Iraq and Syria following the horrendous assault by Hamas against Israel. There have been over 151 attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, whose mission is the enduring defeat of the Islamic State. On January 20th, in what the Pentagon called a larger-scale attack, multiple ballistic missiles and rockets were launched by Iran-backed terrorists in western Iraq, targeting the Al-Assad air base. At least one Iraqi service member was wounded, and four U.S. service members were evaluated for traumatic brain injuries. In a statement, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the U.S. military strikes on January 23rd against facilities used by Kataib Hezbollah and other Iran-affiliated groups in Iraq necessary and proportionate, and noted that the United States will not hesitate to take action to defend U.S. troops and interests. In a separate non-military move on January 22nd, the United States designated Iraqi airline Fly Baghdad and its CEO for providing assistance to the IRGC-QF and its proxy groups in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. Also designated were three leaders and supporters of Kataib Hezbollah, as well as a business that moves and launders funds for KH. In a statement, the Treasury Department pointed to the sharply escalating drone and missile attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria since Hamas's horrific attack on Israel on October 7th. The Treasury Department noted further that KH and other Iran-aligned groups in Iraq have consistently issued statements in support of Hamas's terrorism and declared their commitment to attacking U.S. personnel. U.S. Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson wrote, "Iran and its proxies have sought to abuse regional economies and use seemingly legitimate businesses as cover for funding and facilitating their attacks. The United States will continue to disrupt Iran's illicit activities aimed at undermining the stability of the region."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.